The new Harry Potter movie, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, opens today across the country. Despite what all of the advertising might lead you to believe, there are other movies out there. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says it pays to look beyond the hype.
It's safe to say that whatever you thought of the first Harry Potter film is what you'll think of this one. It's got the same screenwriter, same director and cast, and of course the same source material. But you may like this one a little less. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets is so determined to recreate the book's more unpleasant aspects, it will send the smallest viewers under their seats, if not out of the theater. And that's pretty much all there is to say about that.
The Chamber of Secrets has indeed been opened.
If you're tired of big-budget Hollywood extravaganzas, Tully is a movie for you. Its quiet, measured pace goes hand-in-hand with its affinity for the rhythms of farm life and the unhurried sensibility of its small-town Nebraska setting.
Well, shoot, is it Monday night again already?
Hi, Claire.
I swear, Mr. Coates, you just might be the most reliable man in my life. No, I mean it. If I was only going to spend 3 minutes a week with a man, and if truth be told, that was just the case with my ex-husband, I wish those 3 minutes would be as trouble-free and agreeable as when you come in here and buy your 6 bottles of beer.
Don't mistake Tully's quiet tone for lack of ambition or nerve. It's a film with a lot on its mind, a film whose crises slowly build in intensity, gathering like threatening storm clouds on a clear horizon.
Is this the Coates farm?
Yeah.
I got some, paperwork here for a Mr. Tully Coates Sr. You want to sign for this?
Sure. We win something?
I doubt it, son. That's a job I wouldn't mind doing.
The Tully of the title is supposed to be helping his father with the family farm, but he's more interested in enjoying the company of women.
You extra busy right now?
Not overly extra.
Well, how about keeping me company? I'm on farm errands.
All right, I can take a ride.
Okay.
Tully is seductively played by Anson Mount, and his classic good looks and Joan Namath smirk give him the attitude of someone who thinks he's got it made. But that doesn't turn out to be the case.
Need a hand with that?
Nope. I got it done by now.
Tully has a rubbed-raw relationship with his hard-nosed father, who has troubles of his own when a mysterious lien is placed on the property. This is not your stereotypical, "Pa, they're gonna foreclose on the farm," melodrama. It's well acted across the board, especially by Mount and Juliet Nicholson as a woman who is oblivious to Tully's charms. It's got a passion for character and respect for the lives of the people it portrays on screen. Tully, like its characters, has had a tough time of it in the world. Originally sold at the Toronto Film Festival in 2000, the film had to weather the collapse of two companies that tried to release it and had to change its title from The Truth About Tully when Jonathan Demme's The Truth About Charlie materialized at roughly the same time. As movies seem to get worse and worse, the good ones become more and more valuable. Though it faces insurmountable odds against the hordes of Hogwarts, Tully has come around at just the right time.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for the Los Angeles Times and for Morning Edition.